USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is reportedly telling people close to him that he is getting more and more worried about the possibility of being impeached. An NBC News report says a number of people claim the president's fears are rising as the consequences of federal investigations of his associates start to sink in. The president reportedly also worried about congressional investigations after Democrats take control of the U.S. House next year.
He's fighting for America and American people every day.
In a Fox interview with Sean Hannity, that's First Lady Melania Trump, saying she believes in what her husband is doing in the White House and doesn't listen to his detractors.
He wants to govern the right way, and sometimes it's tough because you could see that media wants to bash and focus on negativity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found that 53% of Americans plan to shop after Thanksgiving weekend. Last holiday season, consumers spent an average of $1,143 on retail purchases, showing there's a lot more shopping and spending ahead for Americans. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
As you begin purchasing holiday decorations and gifts, it pays to have a credit card that rewards you for every purchase. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards Card, you earn an unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar you spend. Earn even more when you book holiday travel with 2 points for every dollar spent on all travel and dining purchases. Plus, our preferred rewards clients can receive a rewards bonus of up to 75%.
For more tips and information on how to apply for the Premium Rewards Card, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards. That's bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
President Trump reacting to Michael Cohen's prison sentence. In a tweet this morning, the president saying he never directed Cohen to break the law, adding that as a lawyer, Cohen is, quote, supposed to know the law. The Library of Congress National Film Registry adding more classic films as it does each year at around this time. As the registry turns 30, among the 25 films added this year, the 1968 documentary Monterey Pop. Also 1964's My Fair Lady, The Shining, featuring Jack Nicholson's terrifying performance.
Here's Johnny!
Disney's animated feature Cinderella, 1993's Jurassic Park, and 1987's Broadcast News.
He personifies everything that you've been fighting against. And I'm in love with you.
How do you like that? I buried the lead.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A Tennessee lawmaker taking some heat for suggesting publicly that vaccines may be causing autism. During a town hall meeting a few days ago, Republican Congressman-elect Mark Green questioned data from the CDC and others that's disproven that idea. Green, who's also a doctor himself, says he believes the CDC has committed fraud in managing such data on vaccines. He's walked some of his comments back since, saying he felt they had been misconstrued. The Food and Drug Administration's issued a warning about a product it says is defective and could cause infections in women. USA Radio's Robert Walensky says the product recall involves something marketed as U by Kotex.
The FDA says a defect in some of the products could cause them to come apart.
The deadline to buy or make changes in your health insurance through the Affordable Care Act's marketplace almost here. The open enrollment period ending this Saturday. People in most states can sign up on the federally run marketplace, healthcare.gov. And just getting word that the rate of jobless Americans has hit a 49-year low, which could ease worries about a slowdown in the labor market. Initial claims for unemployment benefits dropping to 206,000 for the week ending on December 8th. That decline in claims, the largest drop since April of 2015. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barr.